You are listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
All right, I'll note Officer Stubbs is on the stand, has been sworn again. I am going to inquire, have you been observing or reviewing any of this trial testimony since you were last here?
No, sir.
And have you discussed with anyone else testimony they've given?
No, sir.
All right, thanks for your responses. Mr. Wood, if you'd like to inquire, you may.
Mr. Stubbs, you've testified before, but can you just briefly remind the jury of your name and your law enforcement experience?
Well, retired detective, Rexburg Police Department, served in that capacity for approximately 30 years.
Do you recall testifying about serving warrants on Google in this case?
I do.
Did you receive Google records for an email account, chad.daybell@gmail.com?
Yes, I did.
What type of records did you receive when you got those?
Well, anything that was in the warrant that Google would have a record of, that we asked for, things like search history, location services, user, owner of the account information, things like that.
And did you review those records?
I did.
Did you review the Google, the search history records?
Yes.
When you reviewed those records, did you find anything related to turning location data off on a phone?
Yes, I did.
What did you find?
January 3rd, 2019, the user of the account looked up how to turn off the location services on location or GPS services on an iPhone.
Okay. Your Honor, I'd ask the witness be handed what's been marked as State's Exhibit 107C. Defense has been previously provided a copy, and I have a courtesy copy of that and two other exhibits for the court.
All right. Mr. Wood, these have not been previously admitted. Is that correct?
That is, well, they do come in under the business records affidavit that was admitted under 107.
Okay. I just was.
But they have not previously been admitted, these specific items.
Very well. Thank you.
Detective, do you recognize what's been marked as State's Exhibit 107C?
I do.
What is it?
It would be the in-portion search history from the Chad.Daybell Google search history.
And did you, what you're seeing on that screen or that piece of paper, is that a true and accurate representation of what you viewed in the search history?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, the state would move for admission of State's Exhibit 107C.
Any objection?
No objection.
107C is admitted.
And may I publish the ammo?
Yes.
Detective, what do you see on this page?
This would be in part some of the search history from the Chad.Daybell Google search history.
And what is the date on those searches?
This would be January 3rd, 2019.
Detective, when you get, have you had other occasions to review returns from Google for Gmail accounts?
Yes, I have.
And you talked earlier about looking for location data.
Correct.
Where do you normally find that in the return?
So when Google sends you a return of requested items from your search warrant, most generally, if they have information, it'll come in different, if you will, folders in one packet. And those packets are all labeled, folders are all labeled. So there is usually a folder that has location services as the heading.
Was there any such folder in the chad.daybell@gmail.com return?
There was a tab of that, yes.
And did you open that folder?
Yes.
What did you find in that folder?
When you open it, it's usually if there is information, it will come in the form of an Excel spreadsheet. However, if they don't have anything, it'll open up in a different window that says, as did this one, that there were no location services available.
Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness be handled. It's been marked as 107D. Mr. Stubbs, do you recognize State's Exhibit 107D?
I do.
What does it purport to be?
It was, as I before mentioned, when opening that tab from the return statement saying that there are no locations available for the date range inquired.
And on State's Exhibit 107D, does that is that a true and accurate representation of what that folder appears, of what appears in that folder when you open it?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, the state would move for admission of State's Exhibit 107D.
Any objection?
No objection.
107D is admitted.
And may I publish?
You may.
Effective is what is on the screen?
So this is just what it would say, or what it did say when opening up that particular folder under the chad.daybell@gmail.com. States does not have records data available to export from the data range 1-1 of 1970 to 12-31 2019. So there was nothing available to give to us.
And to be clear, normally when you could click on that page, there's an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes, if there was data available, there would be an Excel spreadsheet showing different locations and whatnot.
Mr. Stubbs, through your training and experience, are you aware if a Google user can request to have their location data deleted?
Yes, that is a possible feature.
How does someone go about doing that?
There's various ways you can do it, depending on the type of service you're using. But with Google, such as Google Maps, you can actually go into your user account and request that your information not be tracked, number one. Number two, you can request that all past data be retracted from their records as well. You can do that in the Maps account. You can do it in your Gmail account. You can do it in your phone as well.
Thank you. In your review of the chad.daybell@gmail information, did you find a record of any such request?
Yes.
What did you find?
August 24th, 2019, a request was made through the Gmail account of chad.daybell to have all location GPS history deleted from the account.
Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness be handed State's Exhibit 107E.
I got it. Thank you.
Mr. Stubbs, do you recognize State's Exhibit 107E?
I do.
What does it purport to be?
This would have been in the same Gmail account return, the Google Confidential and Proprietary tab. It is a delete request and this was done 8/24/2019.
And what format is that document in?
So because there was information, this looks to be in an Excel spreadsheet form.
And that form, the way it appears before you now, is that how it appears in the Google return?
Yes, when we got the return from Google, this is exactly how it appeared.
And so exactly how it appeared, is it fair to say that's a true and accurate representation of what you viewed in that the chad.daybell@gmail information?
Yes.
Your Honor, the state would move for admission of State's Exhibit 107E.
No objection, Judge.
All right. Exhibit 107E is admitted.
And may I publish?
Yes.
Detective, do you have a pointer up there?
Yeah, if I can. Oh, yep, I sure do.
Can you point out the title of that page?
Confidential and proprietary would be the heading of the tab.
All right, and then in green at the top of the page, what does it say up there?
chaddaybell@gmail.com, deletion history, location history.
And then in the body of that document, what do you see of interest to your investigation?
So this is what was of interest to me is the request to have deleted all location services. This was done, would have been 8/24 of 2019. Should be noted that the deletion range here goes back to 1970. Customarily in a lot of computer.
Judge, I'm going to object. This is going to go beyond, it's non-responsive.
I'll ask a question.
All right.
The 1970 date, is that date familiar to you?
It is. It is a date commonly used by computer formats where they start recording, if you will, computer activity. 1970-1-1 is a common date for a lot of different formats that they start.
And again, what date was this request made?
This would have been requested August 24th, 2019.
Detective, we had earlier on the screen States Exhibit 107C, the search history you spoke about.
Yes.
When you get that search history, can you actually click on the items that were searched?
So if you recall, the short answer is yes.
Did you click on those items that were marked in States Exhibit 107C?
Yes.
What did you see when you did?
So it took me to the same web pages that would have been viewed by the user of this account. When you go to that, it has specific instructions, detailed instructions on how to turn those services off on iPhone device.
Your Honor, I have no further questions at this time.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wood.
C, D, and E.
All right. Those just admitted exhibits. Mr. Bailiff, if you'd please submit those to Mr. Pryor, 107 C, D, and E.
Thank you. And I saw that Mr. Wood called you Mr. Stubbs. Is that acceptable to you?
That'll work.
All right. Thank you. So, Mr. Stubbs, on exhibit 107 C, it has a date of January 3rd, 2019. You recall that?
Yes.
And that's the turning off the location services of an iPhone or iPad.
Correct.
Okay. Are you aware that Chad Daybell has an Android device?
Yes.
Okay. Are you aware that Tammy Daybell had an iPad device?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Had an iPad device.
That Tammy did?
Yeah.
I'm not sure of that.
Okay. So if someone's trying to turn the location off from January 3rd of 2019 for an iPhone or an iPad, that doesn't necessarily mean they're looking up how to turn off an Android device, does it?
That's correct.
Okay. So this search was in talking Apple devices, right?
That is right.
And you're aware that Chad Daybell didn't have an Apple device, right?
I'm not sure if he had an Apple device, but I know he had an Android.
Okay. You're also aware that around January 3rd of 2019, that was shortly or around the time that Chad Daybell started having an extramarital affair with Lori Vallow, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it wouldn't be unusual for someone who's having an affair, even if Chad doesn't have an iPhone or an iPad, to try to maybe hide the fact that he's having an affair with someone, correct?
That could be the case.
Okay. Now, you talk specifically about turning off Google location devices, right? That's what this is about, right?
From the searches, yes.
Yeah. So that relates to merely the information that Google is gathering for location services, correct?
Yes, but also the user was asking for how to turn those off using an Apple device.
Yeah, using an Apple device, right? Uh-huh. Okay. it doesn't necessarily mean that you're turning off all of your location devices, right?
Are you talking about different devices?
Yeah, I'm talking about different devices.
I can only speculate that they're...
Judge, I'm...
You posed the question, he can answer. Go ahead.
I can only speculate that they're referring to one device.
Okay. An iPhone or an Apple device, right?
Correct.
Okay. You said it's the user's account. That's what you said, right? It's the user's account. The person who did this was the user's account?
Was using the Chad.Daybell account, yes.
We don't know who was using the account to turn off location services on their Apple device, right?
I can't tell you who was using the account other than the account name.
Are you aware in the Daybell family between Chad and Tammy, which one was the computer person in that relationship?
I can't testify to that.
Okay. 8/24/2019. The exhibit talks about going back to 1970. It's not unusual to do a deletion of your search history, is it, in any regard with anybody, right?
I guess that calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Anybody can do a search history and delete their search history, right?
That's correct.
And if you're having an affair with someone close in time when maybe that person may be moving from Arizona to Idaho, you may want to delete your history to cover your tracks, right?
Possibly.
Okay. There's no other way to decide who was doing that search history deletion, though, right?
Other than the account user name, right. No.
And you don't know the location of where they were conducting that deleting that search history, right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, Judge, I have nothing else. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Wood, redirect.
Yes, just briefly.
Mr. Stubbs, you were asked by counsel about the possibility of deleting location data to hide an affair.
Yes.
And through your investigation, are you aware if Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow were having an affair?
Yes.
Are you aware if Lori Vallow had an iPhone?
Yes, she did.
Counsel asked you about deleting search histories to cover the tracks of an affair.
Yes.
Could a person also delete their location data to cover the tracks of crimes committed?
Yes.
If part of those crimes involved the location of missing children, could that be a reason to delete that data?
Yes.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is a good breaking point probably for the mid-morning recess. Is the state going to have another witness to call?
Judge, may we approach just briefly?
Yes.
Your Honor, my name is Mr. Stubbs.
Oh, yeah. You can go ahead and step down. Thank you, Mr. Stubbs. All right. Thanks, counsel. We'll go ahead and take that mid-morning recess, and then the state does have an additional witness to call after that. So we'll go ahead and be on recess until reconvene at 10:30 for the next witness, please.
All right, please. All rise. Mr. Court, stand in session.
Thank you. Please be seated. You could have the jurors brought in, please.
All right, please. Here's all present counsel for you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Please be seated. Okay, we're back on the record after the morning recess. CR 2221-1623, State of Idaho versus Chad Guy Daybell. The state is continuing with a rebuttal. If the state has another witness to call at this time, you may.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state will call Lieutenant Hermosillo.
Very well.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, God. Thank you.
All right, before we inquire on direct, then I'll note the witness, Lieutenant Hermosillo, has been sworn. Lieutenant, have you observed or watched any trial testimony since you were last here?
No, Your Honor.
Have you talked to anybody else about the testimony they've given in trial?
No, Your Honor.
All right, thanks for your responses, Ms. Blake. If you'd like to inquire, you may.
Thank you. Lieutenant Hermosillo, can you remind the jurors where you work?
Rexburg Police Department.
And did you begin work on a case involving two missing children, specifically J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan?
Yes, I did.
Do you recall when you became involved in that investigation?
When we started looking for JJ, that was November 26th, 2019, when we performed the welfare check.
And were you involved in the beginning of Idaho's involvement into the whereabouts of JJ Ballo?
Yes.
Do you recall when the bodies of the children were recovered?
June 9th, 2020.
And where were they recovered?
Chad Daybell's backyard.
During the investigation, did you learn who Emma Daybell or Emma Murray is?
We did.
And who is she?
The daughter of Chad Daybell.
Lieutenant Hermosillo, did you ever see Emma Murray at the gym?
I did one time early on in the investigation, yes.
And when you say early on in the investigation, would it have been before the discovery of the children?
It was.
When you saw her at the gym, did you approach her?
No.
Did you talk to her?
No.
Did you ask her questions?
No.
Did you go and work out by her?
No.
Have you ever driven by the Daybell property?
I have, yes.
Did you drive by it as part of this investigation?
Yes, I did.
Do you have other reasons that you would sometimes drive by that property?
I have several reasons. We have our dry cleaning business that's a quarter mile down the road from the Daybell residence. I also have family that lives north of the Daybell residence. But most importantly, I think the reason I was driving by the Daybell residence was it was a very active investigation at that time.
Did that include driving by prior to the children being located?
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
Did you drive by prior to the location of the children's bodies?
Yes.
And did you drive by sometimes after?
Yes.
Did you drive by two times a week?
No.
And again, when we talk about driving by that property, you said that was a significant piece of the investigation?
It was.
And can you remind us what was found on that property?
JJ, Vallo, and Tylee Ryan.
Do you know when Tammy died, where she was located?
I do.
Where was that?
Chad Daybell's bedroom.
So all three at the Daybell property or in the residence?
Correct.
I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. Any cross-examination, Mr. Pryor?
No questions.
All right. That will conclude the testimony then of Lieutenant Hermosillo. You may go ahead and step down. Thank you. All right. As I mentioned, this is the state's rebuttal evidence at this time. I'm going to inquire, does the state have another witness to call?
The state does not, Your Honor.
All right. So that concludes rebuttal. That will bring us to the next stage of these proceedings then, ladies and gentlemen. The next matter the court will be taking up are the jury instructions in this case. Although we are taking time to work on those and have been working on them, I'll address more on the record with counsel in a formal jury instruction conference. We are going to be conducting the closing arguments in this matter, as I understand it, tomorrow. The state will have closing mid-morning. Is that the schedule the state still wishes to have for the closing argument, Ms. Blake?
That will work for the state, Your Honor. Thank you.
And does that work for the defense as well?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to have some matters to work on then between now and then administratively. That's going to allow the jurors to be excused for the day. They'll be returning again tomorrow. We'll take up other matters both on and off the record as we prepare for getting final instructions to the jurors before they would begin deliberations and to have for the closing arguments. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, again, thank you for your attendance this morning. You're going to recess to the jury room with some additional instructions before you're excused for the day. Please follow that continuing instruction of the court not to discuss the case amongst yourselves or with anyone else until you begin your deliberations. And please don't do anything to research or look the case up between now and then. That will conclude our juror service for today, and we'll return again tomorrow for closings. All please rise for the jurors. All right. Thank you. Please be seated. Counsel, there's, again, going to be a jury instruction conference on the record. I'd, if possible, like to take that up later this afternoon. We'll do an informal jury instruction conference off the record to determine whether or not the parties have reviewed our proposed instructions that have been submitted and determine where there might be objections that can be considered by the court In addition, we're going to discuss exhibits as well and make sure there's a clear record of what's been admitted in this lengthy trial to confirm that with counsel before exhibits are submitted to the jury in their deliberations. So if counsel will stick around, we'll go ahead and recess for the day at this time on the record. We may come back on the record at such later point, subject to when we get to these issues that could be called back on the record. So we'll go ahead and have the public excused at this point, and I'll talk to counsel about timing going into the afternoon and tomorrow, please.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.